Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I'll be talking to you every week about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is fasting, which means abstaining from food for a given time, in this case to obtain a particular health outcome. It's sad and perplexing that this time-honored technique that's so elegantly simple is so unknown to today's medical establishment. In short, the aim of fasting is to allow the body to heal rather than to digest food for a time, since, believe it or not, it takes energy to digest food. If you don't believe me, compare how you feel after a modest serving of soup to a large meal. The sleepy feeling after Thanksgiving dinner has more to do with the amount of food eaten rather than tryptophan in the turkey. Another way of picturing the concept is to realize that your white blood cells are used to digest your food instead of dealing with an infection. And this is where I start with patients regarding fasting. On first sign of a cold, such as a sore throat, often if you skip a meal or two, the symptoms won't progress, and you'll be able instead to recover back to your healthy self. Respiratory infection aborted. So instead of a head cold lasting a week or a nasty cough that can last weeks or longer, perhaps a day of abstaining from food will allow your body to fully mobilize the immune system, and symptoms will just not progress. If you already have a system for beating a cold, such as a zinc lozenge, salt water gargle, or herbs, such as golden seal, adding the power of fasting can exponentially increase your technique's effectiveness. I've seen times where a full 2 days of fasting or more were necessary to stop a respiratory infection or cold. But 1 day or even a meal is usually sufficient. For more chronic problems or those that require more than 3 days of fasting, it's probably smart to contact a doctor or clinic trained in fasting or nature cure. Also know that it's normal to feel physically weak by the second day of a fast, so staying home from work, for example, is also smart. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.